But the Lord had really placed it on my heart to read Habakkuk. And as I read it that day, that and throughout that whole week, three times the Lord validated it, that this is what he wanted me to read and to study. It was actually, you know, all the chapters of Habakkuk, as we know it's not very long. But I know that the Lord had given me a vision of his ministry. And I've had it for quite some time, for many years, actually, and I was getting discouraged. Many times he told me to write it down, and I didn't. I was kind of feeling a little bit lazy, or why should I write it down? You know, it just keeps coming into my head. But the importance of writing our visions down, I truly believe when the Lord gives us a vision of service of him, for him, we should be writing these down. We should be keeping a journal of when he speaks to us. And though he had me read all of Habakkuk, I would like to read for the church, I would like to read from chapter 2, starting at verse 2. The just live by faith. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. I don't know if there are others here that the Lord has given a vision to, but as he really made it plain to me, especially this last week, about writing our visions down. And we will see them come to pass when they are from the Lord. Thank you.
The Lord had given me Habakkuk just a short time ago, too. Chapter 2, I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he'll say to me. The Lord's been really speaking to Adam and I that we have to watch. He spoke that to us out of the Church of Sarnia in Revelation, that we have to watch because our works aren't complete yet. We're in the midst of them, but they're not complete. And he says, wake up. The time's late. We have to watch. Watch. So, and watch to see what he will say to me, and what I will answer when I'm corrected. Write the vision. And I'm thinking, you know, the Lord gave this to Habakkuk. And those prophets, it says in the New Testament, they had something of knowing that this Jesus was coming. They didn't know his name or what it would mean. They didn't know the cross yet. They saw through they saw dimly what we see so clearly now, what we've been told so clearly, but they just had sort of a vision. And it says, write the vision, so he told Habakkuk, and make it plain in the tablets what you see, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for the appointed time, which was about 2,000 years ago, when the Lord died on the cross and was raised. I believe this is what it's about, because I wrote notes on this. And at the end it will speak and it will not lie. At the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it. And I wrote, what are we waiting for? The revelation of what it cost Jesus, Yeshua, to purchase us. We haven't seen it yet. We're going to be undone. And I believe it's going to change us as a body.
Same scriptures a couple of months ago, several months ago actually, and particularly for Mount Zion, for the media project, for whatever God has in the future. And again, standing our watch, being faithful to pray, to trust, and to wait for it, because it will come. And all the details we don't know. Along with it, I had also a picture of the Lord's hand with a scroll in it, the blueprint, so to speak. And before, I had seen this previously, but before it was all rolled up tight. And then at this point, it was starting to unroll. It was still not down on the table spread out. But it was kind of an encouragement to think that God was opening the blueprints, the direction of what would happen. And along with those first few verses of Habakkuk, he also gave verse 14 as kind of part of the promise, not only that it will come or will happen, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Isn't that kind of the word that Jim Skye had for us? That the glory of the Lord was coming to fill the place. So, it just hit me that there's some things the Lord has told us that we believe. We believe that it's going to come to pass.